牧师今天要讲烧什么菜给我们？
Today, what is the pastor going to feed us with?
罗马书。
He's going to feed us with Rome.
罗马书已经讲过19次了。
I have spoken about Romans for 19 times.
英文堂都没听见。
But the CD brothers and sisters had never heard of it before.
怎么办？
What are we going to do?
所以我盼望今天用整堂的时间讲17节，但是浓缩在中间的2节。
I plan to talk about the Roman 8 for the first 17 verses, but I'm going to condense it into only 2 verses.
在神为我们设计的救恩有两大利器。
There are two very important, weapons that God has provided salvation to us.
在各位你手上的周报里面有讲到听到笔记。
And there's a space for you in your handouts for you to take notes.
头一个是十字架。
The first one is the cross.
十字架说到它致死我们的肉体。
The cross has put our sinful nature to death.
请问第二个利器是什么？
What is the second key to salvation?
神用的工具也是他的自己是什么？
So this is the tool and also himself. What is that?
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵一个是致死，一个是赐给我们新生命。
The two keys, one is to put to death, the second one is to give us new life.
在四福音的里面，我们主耶稣活出来的，他的见证跟他的救恩的完成，让我们看见这两个。
During the descriptions in the Gospels, we see the life of Jesus Christ describing these two keys.
我们很快地想到主耶稣钉十字架之后复活升天之后五旬节圣灵降下。
We can quickly recount that after Jesus being resurrected, ascended to heaven, during the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
从十字架到圣灵。
From the cross to Holy Spirit.
但是如果从耶稣基督的降生，他的母亲从圣灵感孕生下耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ was conceived by his mother through Holy Spirit.
但是他下来的是万王之王万主之主走到地上的时候。
When he came down to earth, he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他虽然33年半之后才钉十字架，但是他生下来在一个非常穷困亡国的时代，他已经走在十字架的路上。
Even though he was crucified only after 33 years, but all the path he walked for the 33 years was on the path toward the cross.
当他30岁出来传天国福音的时候，
When he was 30 years old, he started preaching.
他头一件事情是到约旦河受死的浸礼，十字架。
The first thing he did was to be baptized in the river of Jordan.
但是他在他的受浸站在死地的里面，但是却看见圣灵像鸽子降在他的身上。
During the time when he was baptized, and you see that the Holy Spirit descend upon to him.
十字架跟圣灵永远在这耶稣基督的这一生里面再次出现。
Throughout his whole life, the cross and the Holy Spirit appears repetitively and iteratively.
当他受完浸之后，他头一件事情就进到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
After he was baptized, the first thing he did was he went to the desert to be tested by the Satan.
在那个苦难跟熬炼的里面，他禁食40天之后，魔鬼来试探他。
During the period after 40 days.Of hunger and suffering, Satan came to test him.
但是我们不能想象的是，圣经的记载是圣灵把他带到旷野受试探。
Yet it's recorded in the Bible that it was the Holy Spirit who led him into the desert.
我相信我没有办法把整个的四福音里面主耶稣的脚踪跟他的生命跟他的救恩的完成用全部来讲一遍。
Because of a limited time, I cannot recount everything, every step that he took during the gospel.
但是你看见中间所隐藏的暗示的是圣灵带来十字架的工作。
But throughout the whole recording of the gospels, you can see that the Holy Spirit played an important role of leading him onto the road of cross.
也从十字架带我们进到圣灵的丰富之地。
Also from the cross that the Holy Spirit has led us into the holy status.
我们福音派的教会比较少讲圣灵，是不是？
In terms of our evangelical churches, we sort of shine away from talking about Holy Spirit.
因为我们想到多讲圣灵的话，我们就想到灵恩运动，或者有一些极端的灵恩的表现。
Because the Holy Spirit will lead you somehow into the imagination of some extreme practices of charismatism.
但是我们没有办法避免的，你读到圣经，读到罗马书第七章，读到罗马书第八章的时候。
But then when you read on to the Romans chapter 8,
他讲到肉体,
talk about the flesh,
致死,
being put to death,
讲到圣灵和他的工作,
talk about the work of the Holy Spirit.
那我自己很等等要很快的给你们走过罗马书的第八章的全章是讲到圣灵的指示。
Yet the whole book of Romans chapter 8 is talking about the ministries of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是一个释放的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit who releases you.
不只是你想象的释放你讲方言唱灵歌。
It's more than just let you to be able to speak of your tongue, to be able to sing with Spirit.
释放你的眼泪跟你的欢笑。
To release your joy and your tears.
释放你有一个超然的感觉。
To give you a supernatural feelings.
No. 它是一个释放的灵，不只是这些。
His releasing of you is far more and above.
而且讲到圣灵是个引领的灵。
Also, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that leads you.
而且是一个更新我们生命的灵。
That regenerates your life.
到了第八章九节到十节，说到一个内住的 abiding Spirit.
There's also a Spirit that lives within you, abides in you.
而且从十一节里面说到他复活耶稣基督，也复活我们每一个信徒。
Not only Jesus Christ resurrected, but also he made us with a new life.
十四节到十七节讲到他是我们的保证的灵。
Then move on to verses 14 to 17. He's also a spirit that assures us.
整个的第八章的后半章，我们不可能提到的是，他是一个祷告的灵，是一个带祷告的灵。
The rest of the Romans talking about he is the Holy Spirit. He prays for us.
哎呀，你说我不相信啊？不信的话呢，我们下来读下面的四章幻灯片，好不好？
If you don't believe me, let's read on to the four PowerPoints.
今天我们年轻人比较多，我们也站起来好了。
So shall we all stand up to read together?
我们来共读主的话，只读头六章六节的圣经。那头一章我们用中文来读，那第二章用英文来读，最后一章我们中英文各读一遍，好不好？用。
So we start with first slide will be read in Chinese, and the second will be in English.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
English. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offeringAnd so he condemns sin in the flesh.
使律法的义，中文，成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Those who walk according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who walk in accordance with the Spirit,have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and the peace.
中文再念这两节好不好？因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。主，我们侍立在你话语的面前。
Lord, as we stand before your words,
在我们庆祝我们教会49周年的时候，
as we celebrate the 49th birthday of our church,
我们想到你是看一日如千年，千年如一日的神。
We understand you're the Lord who sees a day like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day.
我们的生命像是一个小虫，转眼就过去。
Our life will finish will diminish in the flesh.
你竟然用我们这些小小的人。
Yet you use small people like us.
用这个小小的教会。
Use this small church.
谦卑的在地上成为你的见证人。
So we can humbly become your testimony on this earth.
我们求你借着你的话让我们看见。
We ask you to let us to see through your words.
世人怎么看见你在我们的中间？
So we can see how you are really living among us, abiding in us.
听我们的祈求。
Listen, hear our prayer.
赐福给我们每一个人。
Bless each and every one of us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 各位请坐。
Please be seated.
所以刚刚在我们已经把一个整个的圣灵的执事的他的工作已经摆在各位面前。
So we just presented it to you a summary of the ministries of the Holy Spirit.
所以我现在用云霄飞车的速度把你走半章看看。
So I'm going to walk through the half of the chapters like a lightning rod.
所以今天这篇道的设计是整章到半章。
So my design is from the whole chapter into half the chapter.
之后最后聚焦在两节上面。
Then focused on only two verses.
所以你也知道，你不会着急，怕你中饭吃不到。
You don't need to worry about we're going to overrun to the lunch hour.
所以头一个，它是一个释放的灵，在第一节、第二节里面说，是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里面释放了我们。
So here it talks about the Because through Jesus Christ, the Lord of the Spirit, He gave us life, has set us free.
他释放我们是原来第七章里面讲到我们这些肉体在罪和死的律里面被捆绑。
Because in chapter 7, talking about you and I are being bounded by the law of the death and the law of death.
只有一个可能，就是赐生命圣灵的律，另外一个律才能胜过另外原来的律。
The only possibility is through the Holy Spirit that can release us.
再下来讲到我们跟随圣灵的人，他跟随的时候是因为他要带领我们。
Then for us, for people to follow the Holy Spirit is because the Holy Spirit is going to lead us, is leading us.
你说我愿意他来带领我们，事实上神的灵，神的自己主动的喜欢带领我们，带领我们的教会。
It's more than that we let the Holy Spirit lead us, but also the God himself using the Holy Spirit is willingly and happily wanted to lead us.
虽然等等我还会着重的讲到这两节，但这边就讲到一个人信徒从因信称义之后怎么样的得到一个更新的生命。
So we talk about more than just the justification by faith, but also how do we live a new life by faith.
圣灵 leading, 带领我们，要我们来跟随他。
Holy Spirit leads us to follow him.
当我们跟随他的时候，体贴他的时候，我们的生命就得到更新。
When we follow him and set our mind for on him and our life get regenerated.
接着我们看见这边第九节说，如果神的灵住在你们的心里面。
And verse 9 says, if the Holy Spirit abides in us,
你们就不再属肉体，乃是属于圣灵了。
You will no longer belong to the flesh, but belong to the Holy Spirit.
罗马书的作者在这边说，如果你没有基督的灵，你根本就是跟耶稣基督无关的。
And here it says, if you do not have His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, then you have nothing to do with Jesus Christ.
在这边没有说你有没有说过方言，有没有唱灵歌，有没有行过异能。在这边说你有没有圣灵。
This does not talk about any phenomenon, as by some people believe, but it only talked about do you have the Holy Spirit in you.
但愿在我们教会里面，或者在别的教会里面，受信归在耶稣基督的名下的弟兄和姊妹，你肯定。你有圣灵的内住。
When you accept Christ and baptized in His name, you should have the assurance that the Holy Spirit abides in you.
因为圣灵的内住，我们就有一个归属，是属于他的。
Because the Holy Spirit lives in you, then we have the sense of belonging that we belong to God.
我们不再属于罪。
We no longer belong to sin.
我们不再属于世界。
We no longer belong to the world.
我们不再属于自己。
We no longer belong to ourselves.
我们当然不再属于那个恶者撒旦。
Of course, we do not belong to Satan.
因为我们是属于圣灵的。
Because we belong to the Holy Spirit.
如果没有基督的灵，这样的人是不属于基督的。
Without the Spirit of Jesus Christ, we do not belong to Jesus.
所以内住的圣灵说到我们的归属。
So the indwelling of the Holy Spirit talking about where, who, to whom we belong.
到了十一节这个话无论中文英文都好像有点绕舌头。
Yeah, verse 11 is rather grammatically more difficult.
他说如果叫耶稣基督复活者的灵住在你们的心里面。
The God who has raised Jesus Christ, that spirit, if that spirit lives in you,
那个让耶稣基督复活的那一位
The one who raised Jesus from dead
也就借在住在你们里面的圣灵所以内住的圣灵就叫你们必死的身体复活过来
Therefore the indwelling of the Holy Spirit will raise your body the body who's destined to die to become alive again
所以那个 abiding 那个内住的圣灵在这个地方变成一个复活的灵
So this indwelling or abiding Holy Spirit is the Spirit that causes you to have a new life.
他住在我们里面，让我们这个必朽坏的，这边说必死的身体，会成为活过来的身体。
So this indwelling of the Holy Spirit causes our mortal body to become alive again.
所以你会发现，那个 quickening, 那个复活的灵，是圣灵的工作，不只是在我们一年一度的复活节而已。
So the quickening or the work of the Holy Spirit to give you the new life does not just happen once in a year during Easter.
而是在我们日常生活的每一个境况里面，特别在压力的里面、挑战的里面、困难的里面、无解的里面。
It is truly regardless of the circumstance of your life, whether in difficulties or in joy.That he is always with you and indwelling in you.
这位复活的灵是父神叫耶稣基督从死里面复活的那一个经验，要成为你我每一个人的经验。
This Holy Spirit, the quickening ability, is making Jesus' resurrection becomes you and my experience.
圣灵在这边的工作是把历史里面的耶稣基督成为你我主观的耶稣基督。
So Holy Spirit will make.The Jesus Christ who was raised from dead to become a subjective experience of you and I.
那个 historical Christ 变成一个 personal Christ, 这是我们基督徒一个很棒的见证。
一个历史上的耶稣变成你我生命上的耶稣。
感谢主。再接下来他说如果我们被神的灵引导的我们都是神的儿子。
If we are led byChrist's spirit, then we become his children.
你刚不是说过圣灵是带领我们的那个 leading 的 spirit, 是的他在带领我们。
Yes, the Holy Spirit is the one who leads us.
凡是我们心里面愿意给他带领的我们他就给我们一个身份是神的儿子。
For those who are willing to be led by the Holy Spirit, we and then have a new identity that we are the son of God.
这样的人不再是一个奴仆的灵奴仆的心人就害怕。
So this is no longer going to be the heart of a slave that you still are afraid. No longer that.
你不是因为你今天读经了祷告了或者你听到的时候睡着了圣灵就离开你或者与你同在。
When you fall asleep during the preaching or during your prayer, that doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit will have left you.
现在他们都复活了。我们所承受的乃是一个儿子的心，儿子的灵。
So what we have received is the heart of the Son of God and the Spirit of the Son of God.
所以我们呼叫阿爸父。
So we can call out to Abba.
我常常注意在听弟兄姐妹的祷告。
I often try to listen to brothers and sisters' prayer.
很多弟兄姐妹的祷告是一个很乖的、很顺服的基督徒的祷告。
Many of your and my prayers signify us to be the very obedient person.
就好像在路加福音十五章那个大儿子一样，爸爸，我服侍你这么多年，小羊羔也没吃到。
That's not obedient.It's like the prodigal son, the brother of the prodigal son, and he says, "Father, I have served you for so many years, faithfully."
我知道我们弟兄姐妹能够做到这样一个地步，已经很好了。
If you and I can be like that, are we good enough?
但是他们是一个雇工的灵，是个奴隶的灵。
But that kind of spirit is a spirit of a slave, spirit of working for someone or for something.
我们所承受的是儿子的灵
But the spirit we receive is the spirit of a son of God.
今天早上儿子起来的时候女儿起来的时候有没有跟你说我今天要吃炒蛋
No.
not the grandchildren.
My grandchildren got up this morning and says, I want to eat scrambled eggs. Did they say that?
他不需要可怜兮兮的求哎呀如果我没有我虽然今天没有考一百分所以可能吃不到炒蛋。
The point is, your children do not need to beg you to have a decent breakfast.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹最甜美的祷告是我的阿爸我亲爱的主耶稣。
The sweetest prayer is to call out to our God, Abba Father.
你不要在那边老是求主耶稣我不够爱你。
You do not have to always say, Jesus Christ, I don't think I love you enough.
我相信的确我们该爱主不够。
Indeed, that's true that we don't love our God enough.
如果我们长老每天早上起来跟太太说我不够爱你。
No. I would never get up and ask my wife and says, oh, my honey, I don't love you enough.
I got myself into trouble.
他自己找了麻烦。
我们常常说我的爱人啊我爱你
Very often we say My dear, my lover, I love you
一个你被爱的跟爱你的是喜欢听你告诉他我爱你
For those who you love they would like to hear you say I love you
而不是天天听你说我不爱你
It's not expecting you to say I do not love you every day
接下来这个保证不光是我们有儿子的灵的保证
So the assurance goes beyond just the sonship
哇这个黄颜色表达不清楚、啊、不光是我们做神的儿女
Not only we are the son of God
而且在这边说我们就做后嗣
We also heir
而且与耶稣基督成为 co-heirs 同做后嗣
We become a co-heir with Jesus Christ.
所以中文堂已经听过，我们与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。这边又来一个同。
So we die with Jesus Christ. We are resurrected with Jesus Christ. And here's another co. Together we become co-heir.
你说怎么可能？主耶稣承受父神所有的荣耀、所有的丰富，我们成为 co-heir， 能够同坐后嗣。
So we all understand that Jesus Christ shared with all the glory of the Father. How can we to share the same glory?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
你读圣经的时候，你要打惊叹号说，感谢主，我跟你同坐后嗣。
So here is a perfect place for you to add an acclamation that says, yes, God, we become co-heir with Jesus.
怎么知道呢?
How do I know? Jesus.
圣灵保证我们。
How do we know? It's because the Holy Spirit has assured us, and here Romans told us, said to us.
感谢主，圣灵跟神的话再三的让我们把我们的信心立足在他已经讲过跟成功的事实上面。
So once again, God establishes our assurance through Holy Spirit.Through his words recorded in the Bible.
如果在你的听到笔记上发现圣灵的指示有五点，是的，我印好那份之后，我发现另外两点，所以变成七点。
There are actually 7 points about the ministries of the Holy Spirit in addition to what you see in your handout.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你好好读神的话语之后，你发现圣灵的丰富，圣灵在我们身上的工作何等的美丽，何等的重要。
If you read the scripture deeper and deeper, you will enjoy the abundance, the richness of his words.
所以罗马书第八章的后面是讲到他怎么带我们祷告，完全不在今天可能讲提的范围里面。
So the second half of the Romans chapter 8 is talking about how Holy Spirit prays for us.
好不容易讲完了，现在又回头。
Let us go back.
第三节，律法经因为肉体的软弱有所不能行的，神就差他自己的儿子成为最深的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体里面定了罪案。
So here it says,The law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh. God did so by sending his only son in the likeness of a sinful flesh.
这是我们不可以想象的。
This is unthinkable.
我们这些罪人在我们的罪性 sinful 的 flesh 里面，我们不能够满足神的需要。
We as a sinner in our sinful body with sinful nature, we cannot satisfy the requirement of God.
神的救恩，他自己道成肉身，穿上道成肉身，穿上一个 likeness of the sinful flesh， 这个在肉身的形状、罪身的形状上，他穿上。
Yet his salvation make his only son to come.Take up to the sinful, the nature, the likeness of a sinful person to become a sin offering.
所以在早期的教会里面的诺斯底主义呢说，耶稣基督不可能是一个有肉身的，因为肉身是犯罪的。
A cult, Gnosticism, says Jesus cannot become a flesh because Jesus cannot sin.
他只可能是真神，他不可能是真人。
He can only be.A truly God, but can never be a truly human.
但是耶稣基督却穿上了最深的形状。
And by the way, that belief is a cult, okay? Jesus Christ did come to earth, wear the flesh of a sinful man.
在你我的不能中间，他成为中间，他进到肉身的形状，而且他能够胜过罪，而且他能从死里复活。
Even though we are powerless, but through him, he can go through in our sinful nature, in the likeness of our sinful nature, to raise us again.
请问耶稣基督是什么时候做成这件事的？
May I ask you what time that Jesus Christ accomplished this?
未来。
The future.
现在。
The present.
过去。
The past.
什么时候？Peter, 你知道在耶稣基督钉十字架的时候他就被钉了。
That a time when Jesus was crucified on the cross, that's the answer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹是 it is finished, it is done.
When Jesus cried out, said, it is finished, it is done.
神的教会啊你我不再是 do's and don'ts， 要能做什么，不能做什么。
So we no longer being bounded by do's and don'ts。
我们今天要宣扬的福音是 ：It is finished， 已成了。
It is our gospel, our salvation has been accomplished, done。
因为他成就。
Because he has done、
你。你我的相信，好像到银行领钱一样，成为你我的。
Your faith, your believing will make his salvation yours.
现在慢慢再浓缩下来，这边有两个 division, 两个分野，两个范畴。
So there are more, two divisions, two dominions. And two,
一个是肉体，一个是圣灵。
Flesh and the Holy Spirit.
让我们是一个认识这两个完全不同的分野。
So we need to understand the difference between these two divisions.
如果长老牧师问我，你干嘛？为什么要在我们年会还是讲罗马书呢？
Somebody asked him, "Why? How come you're still preaching God, Roman in the anniversary?"
啊，因为哈，这个律法的意义成就在我们在我们这些不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的众人身上。
Because the law,
the plural.
Sorry. The law does not accomplish for us, for those who obey the flesh.
多少年我们读罗马书这段话，顺服圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的人体贴圣灵，体贴肉体的事，我是我的操练。
So very often we talk about for those who obey the law, are mindful of the flesh, or obey Holy Spirit, and mindful of the Spirit.
We thought it's a personal, individual, the discipline. However, here, 好，这边这个是一个我们所有的众圣徒。
所以这不是一个个人的体会，不是一个个人的事情，而是我们整个的圣徒 are all the saints to come together to experience such transformation.
So this is the discipline of an entire CBCGB.
所以这是我们整个教会应该有的训练。
You and me.
你跟我。
Elder and pastor.
Pastor and elder.
这个话不只是单独一个人的操练了。
It is more than just the discipline of an individual.
但是要有一个有操练、有学习的个人，当我们在一起的时候，整个的教会才能表现出跟随圣灵、体贴圣灵。
Through the manifestation, through the testimony of the entire church, then we express the fact we're following Holy Spirit.
这边的随从啊，也有说生活，但是那个原来那个字是行走，行走。
So the translation here is those who are walking according to, walking according to.
如果我们按照我们的肉体、我们的情欲、我们的罪性来行事的话，
if we walk according to our sinful nature,
我们就注意那些关于肉体的需要。
Therefore, we only pay attention to the need of our flesh.
所以体贴那个地方，英文翻到 set our mind， 那个希腊文说到那个定位，说到一个定向，我们整个的 mind 的意志了。
In Chinese says 体贴 ，in English says set our mind for.
好像这个有人拿到一杯的水，那杯水非常非常的满。
Just like you receive a cup of water and which is filled to the brim.
那个拿那杯水的时候，走路要非常非常的小心。
When you carry that cup and walk, you need to walk very, very carefully.
为什么有的基督徒随随便便？因为他只有半杯水。
Some Christians are not very careful. It's because the cup is only half full.
所以他摇来晃去非常方便。
He can be rocking and shaking.
我现在不是今天之后每个走出去都这样子的啊，那你就变律法师。
Oh, he said it.
在这边体贴肉体的乃是死。
Those who they are mindful of flesh, the result, the consequence is death.
体贴圣灵的乃是生命跟平安。
But those their minds are governed by the Holy Spirit, they receive life and peace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是整个教会的见证。
Dear brothers and sisters, this need to be the testimony of this whole church.
如果我们的教会不是一个用功遵守神话语的教会，不应该叫做圣经教会。
If our church, is not a church that earnestly studying the Bible, then we should not be called a Bible church.
比利亚团契是应该是要研究这个话是不是到底出于使徒保罗的，还是真的是神的话。
The Book of Acts talking about people in Berea, they study earnestly to find out the preaching by Paul was that according to the Scripture.
如果我们每一个礼拜的团契小组的聚集只是吃吃喝喝玩玩乐乐。
If our fellowship meetings are every Friday, the only means is to eat and drink.
如果我每次教会的活动，只是找几个抿嘴，找几个抿歌喉。
If all our activities are to invite the famous speakers or famous singers,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这边说到，我们是一个跟随圣灵。是一个体贴圣灵的。
Here it says, We are the ones who follow the Holy Spirit and we set our mind on the Holy Spirit.
我自己在这几个礼拜跟师母也谢谢许多的团契，让我们有机会啊到你们团契去分享我们即将要离开。
As the parting days are approaching, and many of the fellowships has invited my wife and I to come to share with you and to bid farewell.
啊，有还有人在问你们到底要去哪里
？Some ask me where are you guys going?
那个Michael 台风都刚到过了。
It's the place that the hurricane Michael just visited.
所以我紧随他，我也去。
I'm following Hurricane Michael, therefore I will go there.
当美恩说到我们的下一站，神为我们的预备。
When my wife talked about how God has prepared our next destination,
我就想到我们开始愿意服侍主之后的每一个小站，每一个台阶，神用一个活泼的带领在带领我们。
That remind me of every step, every corner.Of our history, how God has led us.
当你愿意踏出信心的一步，你看见他怎么叫红海分开。
When you marched out with your step of your faith, you can see how the Red Seas will be parted.
信心是往前不断的走。
Faith will lead you go forward, not stopping.
当你我不敢走的时候。
When you and I are afraid of moving forward,
就没有办法经验信心带来的结果。
Then we cannot enjoy the consequence of being faithful.
我可能有人说我这个，叫什么？在一个地方待不久，叫什么？Rolling Stone 嘛，没关系。
What do you mean is, what do you call people they do not stay in the place?For a long period of time.
但是另外，我们也不念战。
Yet in the meantime, we are not being totally attached to a place.
神呼之则来，挥之则去。
神呼我。
Call.
你不是 call 呼神。
Oh yeah, of course, yes.
Yeah. Whatever God, wherever God sends us to, we will go.
但愿弟兄姐妹。你愿意这样的活泼的跟随
？Do you want to follow God with such a lively attitude？
你神要大大的倾福给你。
I know doing so, God will give you lots of blessings.
如果四十九年那几位长辈不敢开始在他们家里面聚会
，49 years ago, if those who started this church were afraid of having meetings in their home。
今天这个教会在哪里
？Where will this church be？
如果十年多前张长老跟卢达牧师不敢咬紧牙关 ，by the bullet 开始城区聚会
，Throughout the histories of this church, we have planted many sister churches. 12 years ago was an example of COM, the City Outreach Ministry.
如果杨一哲牧师会熟师母他不敢踩这一步到瓦邦去他现在仍然在 Worthend 那一个修车厂里面
If Pastor and Mrs. Eric Yen were afraid of taking the first step walking out of their comfort zone to go into the watch height today perhaps they will still be operating their garage in Worthend
今天我们教会已经大客满
Today, our church is full.
我们应该怎么样用我们有限的资产，有限的resource 来做双倍、三倍以上的工作
？How do we make use of our limited resource to double, to quadruple the work of God?
是在纽西兰的地区。这里那里已经有呼声在那边。
We hear the call, the visions like Macedonians call for us to establish more church.
我们不是一下子被人家一煽火，我们就心里热得发昏了。
we are not easily being lured by some calling.
你头发昏也不代表圣灵的带领。
Very hard to translate.
Even if you feel dizzy,
if you feel dizzy, it's not necessarily the lead by the Holy Spirit.
你祷告的时候脖子觉得发热，也不代表圣灵的带领。
If your scalp is heated up, that doesn't mean that it's leading by the Holy Spirit.
但是我们个人每一个个人每一家人还有我们的教会在一起祷告的时候，要听圣灵的声音。
As in our corporate prayers, as people in our church. Pray together, we can hear the voice of Holy Spirit.
如果我们的中英文堂能够增加一堂聚会，哦，那个太辛苦了，孩子太多，年轻人太多，我们停车场停不下。
Some propose for us to increase the number of worships on Sunday, whether it's CM or CB.And some other people object to it by saying, "Is we don't have enough parking space."
我们的诗班倒霉了，现在八点半就要来练诗，那以后七点半要来练诗。
So if we add another worship, then our choir would have to come here earlier to practice.
如果你这些都说 no, no, no,
if you always say no to any of the suggestions,
我告诉你有一个好办法。
Let me tell you, there's a good way.
关门绝对不赔本。Shut down the shop, you never lose money. 以不变应万变。Make no change. No more gospel meeting. No more personal evangelism. We are going to be one big happy family.
Are we willing to walk out of our comfort zone to take the next step for God's sake?
最后一点
The last point.
大家都听到
We all heard.
我从那个 camera 躲开。现在中国对信仰越收越紧。
I don't have a speaker.
以后公安抓他不要抓我。
So we understand that the control, religion's control in China is increasing in intensity.
有长跑中国的人跟我讲，要漂白三年，bleach 3 years.
Whatever that means, you have to be bleached for 3 years.
因为在这个教会，臭名满天下。我说我，所以。所以我们要躲开 camera， 躲开大屏幕。Bleach, that mean， 我们变成一个不知名的人是好事儿。
It's better to be a nameless person, a faceless person. So don't.
在那边，许多的家庭教会现在被关闭、被打散。
Many house churches are facing persecution.
哎呀，太好了，我们偏安一地。
It's good for us because we can worship freely here.
啊，正好他们不要出来了，我们教会也够做了。你知道我讲反话。There's no more Chinese coming into this church. Our capacity is just right. 我这一阵在祷告的时候，我想到以色列人被掳到外邦的时候。
Okay, I think Pastor Caleb is trying to use the counterexample to bring you into what he believes. He's talking about how the Israelites were exiled into a different country. During his prayer, he had this thought.
但是在外邦的被掳的渔民 remnants,
the remnants of the Israelites in exile,
他们兴起了一个被掳的渔民的教会的复兴
，that becomes
revival
of their faith even in a foreign land during exile.
他们不再拜偶像
，they no longer worship idols.
虽然他们不再有圣殿
，even though they don't have a temple to go to,
他们就开始了所谓的会堂 synagogues.
So they, that's the starting point of a Jewish synagogue.
不是你我今天在海外的华人教会的里面能够偏安一地、偏安一时的时候。
They don't experience the fact that they can be in a safe place.
你我如果神怜悯我们，用我们好像用当年的渔民一样。
If God has mercy on us, using the Israel's remnants, just like using us, just like He uses the Israelites' remnants.
为做在国内、在东南亚那边的教会跟宣教士好好的祷告。
For the sake of the churches in China, in other parts of the country, and their persecution, that we can pray for them.
也像 Kenneth Bay 牧师一样，他祷告让北韩能够开放的时候，我们这边所有的宣教士已经预备好，准备回去。
Just like our special speaker a year ago during the mission conference, Pastor Kenneth Bay, he earnestly and asking us to pray for the door opening of North Korea, so then the missionaries and the Christians can flow in.
但愿这个梦成全在我们蒙福的CBCGB圣经教会弟兄姐妹的身上。
So I pray that this dream can become true in our midst, in the future of CBCGB.
谢谢长老的翻译。
Thank you.
Let us stand and respond with the following song, hymn. Jesus, God's righteousness revealed. The Son of Man, the Son of God, His kingdom comes. Jesus, redemption sacrificed, now glorified.